A melody, as you doubtless know, as you doubtless know, is a sum of sounds, or as others say, a totality of tones. The sounds or tones are derived from nature. A person doesn't invent them. In nature there is no lack of sounds. Every object has its own sound, the characteristic tone, sometimes even an entire melody. There is a tradition about the harmony of the spheres. Everlastingly day sings unto day, and night unto night, and people and birds sing, animals, wild and domestic, find utterance in song. A stone makes a sound as it strikes another stone. Metals resound. Running water isn't silent. And what a variety in the tones of a forest. Tones alone do not, however, make a melody. A heap of bricks don't make a house. Tones are a body of a melody. The soul is still lacking. And the soul of a melody comes from some emotion of a human being, such as love, anger, pity, vengeance, longing, remorse, sorrow. In short, everything a person feels can be embodied in a melody. And a melody lives. I believe that whatever imparts life must be alive. I insist that if a melody fills me with zest for life, if it gives me new vitality, a new soul, then a melody lives. A melody lives, a melody dies, a melody is forgotten. Just as an interred person buried is forgotten. Once the melody was young and fresh, bubbling over with life, but in the course of time it became feeble and aged. Its heyday was over and its strength departed, it became sick and senile. And then somewhere it breathed its last breath, and the earth knew it no more. A melody can, however, experience resurrection. Suddenly someone happens to recall an old melody. Suddenly it swims into his consciousness and breaks forth from his lips. Involuntarily, new feeling is put into it, and it lives as almost a new melody. This can be called a Gilgul von Anigen, a reincarnation of